Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You bet. I'm doing extremely well and excited for tonight.
And, Kurt, when you look at the quarterback play, I know, obviously, Drew Brees speaks for itself and the record he's getting ready to break. When you look at Alex Smith, is he like a poor man starter? When I look at all the active quarterbacks, out of 32, he's been in the top 10. We all know the Saints had a chance to have a magical season in 2011. Alex Smith was outstanding for the 49ers. But when I look at Alex Smith and Drew Brees, it's amazing so far this year protecting the football. You look at turnovers, Drew has zero interceptions, and Alex Smith has one that's in the top five. But one thing, the Redskins have gotten after Drew, that when you look at the six games he's played against him in a Saints uniform, he has 11 touchdowns and 8 picks. You know, that comes into play whether you're on the road or playing at home, that who's in that plus side in that turnover margin.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. And that's the one thing that Alex Smith has always done well throughout his career. And what's made him so good is, you know, they give him the label game manager. And what that means more than anything else is you protect the football. You don't cost your team wins, and that's going to be extremely vital tonight. We know what Drew and this offense can do. We know what they like to do in this stadium. You know, they can score a lot of points, and they can score them quickly. And so a big part of tonight's matchup is, yeah, don't give them short fields, but also be able to, you know, work the football and own time of possession, because we always say that the best way to slow down a high-powered offense is to keep them on the sideline, and that's what the Washington Redskins do so well. They're running the football really well. They're winning the battle up front. And then Alex Smith does not make mistakes. He's very efficient with the football, and it's going to be key tonight.
Kurt, Mike Dettillier. First of all, my neighbor wanted to make sure I tell you hello. Joe Clark.
All right, tell him hello.
Coached you in NFL
Joe.
Europe, and man, he always talks about you, Kurt.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
In those days out in Amsterdam.
Back in the day, yeah, we had some good times together. Joe taught me a lot. I still remember our all go was called Otis after the Otis elevator, and so he explained that to me back in the day when I was going, okay, why Otis? What does that mean? And that's exactly what he told me. But please tell Joe, it's been a long time. Tell him I said hello.
I will do it. The emergence of what you call players like Chris Thompson, who, you know, he's not a signature runner to a certain extent, but boy, he's got such great value as a receiver coming out the backfield. And we see it with every team's got some version of that. His importance to this Redskins offense.
I mean, it's extremely important. As you said, you know, we're starting to see, I mean, the you know, every down, big backs that can carry the load, the Mark Ingrams, the Adrian Petersons. There's not very many of those, and I think that's what you continue to find out, is that they're very few and far between. And so in this NFL, where the rules have changed and it's so much about throwing the football and it's so much about getting the football to your playmakers in space, instead of handing it to them behind those five guys or six guys in front of them, you know, facing a six- and seven-man box, let's throw it to them in space where they are so dynamic. And, you know, Alvin Kamara, that's your guy. You know, Chris Thompson is their guy. So good in third down situations. So good in matchups with linebackers and safeties out in space that they become vital parts of, you know, continuing drives. And as you said, it's not so much, you know, can we hand the ball to them 20 times? It's can we get them 15 to 20 touches in the game, and how do we do that? Is it reverses? Is it jet sweeps? Is it third down? Is it lining them up like a wide receiver? But those guys in this league, have become so dynamic. And if you can do both, obviously a Todd Gurley or a guy like that, that makes you extra special. But everybody is looking for that little scat back because it's the nature of where the NFL is now and the fact that most teams are going to throw first to set up the run as opposed to run first to set up the pass like it used to be a decade ago.
Now, Kurt, when you look at a pair of tight ends, dual tight ends, does anyone have it better than the Redskins? When you look at Vernon Davis in his career receptions, you look at his career receiving yards, I mean, he goes on and on, top 10 for sure. Then you look at Jordan Reed. You know, he needed, 200 receptions. He got there ahead of Kellen Winslow Sr. And then you look at receptions per game. I mean, it goes on and on, that 1-2 combination between Jordan Reed and Vernon Davis, how the Redskins rely upon them.
Yeah, and you know, I often say that to me is the hardest matchup in this NFL is the athletic tight end, you know, because they're being covered by linebackers and safety who are also responsible for the run game. And so all it takes is a little hesitation against guys like that. I mean, Vernon's always been one of the fastest tight ends in the league. I mean, it's amazing that you haven't really heard about him that much since he's left San Fran. And as you guys said, he's top 10 in the history of our game at the tight end position in yards and catches, and just keeps plugging away. And he's just an amazing athlete. And so he's the guy that they're going to use to stretch the field as much as anything. Is he going to take the top off and attack the middle of the field? And then you have a Jordan Reed that is so shifty and so dynamic that you can line him up outside like a wide receiver. And, you know, a defense is caught with, well, can we really put a linebacker or a safety out there on the outside with him? But if we put a corner there, now we've got a linebacker on one of their, you know, one of their wide receivers. And so he is just a matchup problem for anybody and everybody. You know, the only question that's always with him is, will he stay healthy? Will he stay on the field? When he's on the field in third downs and red zone situations, he's as dynamic as any playmaker in the league.
Super Bowl champion quarterback Kurt Warner here on the Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Kurt, you played in the NFL at a high level at quarterback. What's it like watching Drew Brees assault on this record book?
I tell you what, I was talking to Drew a little bit earlier tonight and just letting him know how much I appreciate the way he plays the game. You know, if there's a guy that can own the records that he has, you know, historical records that he has, and not get quite the love he deserves, it seems to be Drew Brees. You know, he's played in an era where we've got Aaron Rodgers, maybe the most talented, physical quarterback that we've ever seen, playing in an era with the most decorated quarterback we've ever seen in Tom Brady, in the era with a Peyton Manning, that was just, you know, one of the most complete quarterbacks we've ever seen. And here's a guy like Drew that doesn't maybe get the love that he deserves because he's played in the same era as those guys. I mean, to think that Drew Brees hasn't won an MVP to me is nuts when you think about all the 5,000-yard seasons and the 40-plus touchdowns and, you know, the accuracy records that he – I mean, it's just it's amazing. But, but I told him before, I said, there's nobody I enjoy watching play the game more than Drew, because he may not be the most talented, he may not be the tallest, he may not have the strongest arm, but he plays the game with his mind and he sees things so quickly and he understands what everybody's doing on the football field. And then I think it's a dying breed of accurate quarterbacks, and there's been nobody in the history of this game that's more accurate than Drew, that is such a technician like Drew is. And so, you know, I just wanted to take a moment to just let him know how much, as a quarterback enthusiast, as a guy that loves the position and loves the mental side of the game, that I appreciate who he is and the way he's played the game and the model that he's set for all of us, you know, that have played, and for young quarterbacks coming up, because that's how you play the game, is you know the ins and outs of what you're doing and you allow your mind to win for you before it's your feet and your arm and all of those other things. And, it's going to be fun to be here in person and to watch him, because I don't think there is anybody that appreciates what he's done and how he's played the game more than I do.
Now, Kurt, when you look at his weapons, and obviously Mark Ingram getting back in the fold because coming back from his suspension, you look at duo total yards in NFL history from scrimmage. Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara last year, 3,094 yards. Only Harper and Walter Payton back in 1978 has had more yards than that duo. And then I think a lot of fans around the nation don't even know this, that when you look at the National Football League in yards per carry the last three seasons, Mark Ingram is number one. Number one in the NFL, 4.9, and ironically, number two is Cam Newton at 4.84. So when you talk about that 1-2 punch in Mark Ingram and Alvin Kamara, it doesn't get any better than that. I think the nation don't realize how good that duo was last season with Drew Brees.
No, I mean, I don't think they do. And, you know, because Alvin seemed to get all the attention because he was the young, the new shiny toy that was here. But I truly believe it's the nature of the way these two guys play and how different they are that always makes it so difficult on a defense. You got that bruising pounder in Mark Ingram that's going to come downhill and punish you, that you have to get ready to tackle every time because he's going to bring it. And then all of a sudden you put in the slasher and the guy that can make you miss in a 6-inch box in Alvin Kamara. And it's so hard to play the game because you just have to know at every moment, okay, who's in there? Who's coming at me? How do I have to be ready for it? Because they are so different.
Right.
And I think that's why they're so dynamic, is because you can play them together. You can play them separately. You can run them both between the tackles. You can throw it to both of them. But just the nature of how they play is so different. And, you know, and it comes at you so quickly that it's hard to be ready for what what's going to hit you on any given play.
Kurt Warner, Super Bowl champion. Thanks for the time. We certainly appreciate it, all right?
You bet, guys.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.